This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, October 16th, the Ark of the Covenant. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 25. Have them make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits in length. Overlay it with pure gold, both inside and out, and make a gold molding around it. Cast 4 gold rings for it and fasten them to its 4 feet, with 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other. Then make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Insert the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry it. The poles are to remain in the rings of this ark. They are not to be removed. Then put in the ark the tablets of the covenant law, which I will give you. Make an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. And make 2 cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover. Make 1 cherub on one end and the 2nd cherub on the other. Make the cherubim of 1 piece with the cover and the 2 ends. The cherubim are to have their wings spread apart, spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. The cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the cover. Place the cover on top of the ark, and put in the ark the tablets of the covenant law that I will give you. There, above the cover, between the 2 cherubim that are over the ark of the covenant law, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites. To learn about the Ark of the Covenant, we need to look to the authority of the Bible. We won't find the right information in movies like Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, or in other stories or legends. Some translations of the Bible call the Ark a chest, so that young readers won't confuse it with Noah's Ark, which was huge. Others call the cover the mercy seat, because God is described as enthroned there between the cherubim. Other translations call it the atonement cover, and once a year, the high priest would enter the most holy place and sprinkle blood on the cover of the ark to make atonement for the people's sins. Forgiveness and mercy were central to God's relationship with his people. And to this day, Jews celebrate the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, as one of their most holy days. In the ark were the 10 commandments of God's law. The law shows us how to honor God with our lives, but we always fall short. So we need atonement and forgiveness when Jesus, our ultimate high priest, shed his blood for us. He made the ultimate atonement, fulfilling the requirements of the law once for all. God is indeed forgiving and merciful. Have you experienced God's holiness and mercy in your life? Pray with me. Holy and merciful God, thank you for making a way for us to be forgiven and to live in your presence through the blood of Christ, our Savior. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.